We continue with a short video presentation. Again, it is from the Blood Venture series. Tonight's episode is entitled The Season of Love. We watch together with a Salawat ala Muhammad wa Ali Muhammad.
Assalamu alaykum ya Abu Abdullah. Adventure. The Season of Love.
مردم من از دل واپسی
Shem had severed the head of Imam Hussein and handed it over to Khuli and stabbed Imam Hussein in the back with a spear which had torn out from his chest. He dragged out the spear from the body of Imam Hussein. His soul left towards the highest ranking of the afterworld. It was the Friday, 10th of Muharram, year 61 AH. Between the prayers of noon and the afternoon, Imam Hussein was 57 years old. There had risen a black dust throughout the sky and blew scorching wind so that nothing was visible. The sky had reddened because of the sun, which had left in such a way that the stars were visible although it was still daytime. No stone had been lifted without having the red blood underneath it. People had deemed that they had been afflicted with punishment. Someone screamed and shouted amongst the forces, from which they tried to stop him. He said, "Why shouldn't I shout when I see the messenger looking down on your war? And I fear that the people of this world will be cursed and ruined altogether." It was Gabriel, the archangel, who had spoken. In Kufa, Zainab, the daughter of Ali ibn Abi Talib, had referred to the people to quieten down. All had become quiet, as if Zainab had spoken the words of Ali ibn Abi Talib. She praised God and sent blessings on his messenger and said, "O people of Kufa, O people of lies and trivialities, may your tears not end and your cries not suffice. You are like the woman who whirls the threads together just to separate them from one another. Your efforts have gone in despair, and you have attained the wrath of God, and because of this, you have been afflicted with degradation and humiliation. Then Zainab turned her back to them.
تموم غصش غم یاره تنها امیدش بی پناه روزای سختی توی راه.
Suddenly the cries went up as the severed heads had arrived to the city of whom once was most luminous. It was a clear resemblance to the blessed head of the Messenger of God. Zainab turned towards the heads and saw her brother's blessed head amongst them. She said, "O moon, which has completed its perfection, so that the eclipse has taken it away."
توی نگاه تلخ درد تو رو میخونم عزیز خواهد تب نفس هات دل منو میلرزونه اگه نباشی.
سلام علیک یا ابا عبدالله و علی الارواح التي حلت بفنائك علیک منی سلام الله ابدا ما بقیت و بقی اللیل و النهار ولا جعله الله آخر العهد منی لزیارتک السلام على الحسین و على علی ابن الحسین و على اولاد الحسین و على اصحاب الحسین الذین بذلوا مهجهم دون الحسین علیه السلام.